Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Powering your property on Money FM 89.3.
That's right. It is time for Powering Your Property this hour. And we're going to talk about, well, everything that has to do with property news and the property sector and news updates as well. Renting has long been an expensive thing to do in Singapore and is often avoided by many of Singapore citizens.
Yeah, take for example, a three-room HDB flat on the city fringe costs about $2,800 a month, or more than half of the median salary here.
And to add on that, the surging property market is also adding to the cost of living here, reaching up to a 7-year high. Yet, some property companies have reported a rising share of Singaporeans choosing to rent. Well, we'll find out why. Ernie Ong, co-founder of Bespoke Habitat, is joining us now on the phone lines to tell us what this means for co-living trends. Good afternoon, Ernie.
Hello. Hey, good afternoon. Hello. Okay.
Hi. Hi, Ernie. Yes, Ernie, tell us, how are co-living spaces becoming the preferred accommodation option for tech companies and expats moving in here? And what really does co-living mean? How does it differ from, say, an apartment with just different tenants?
I'll give you a quick differentiations between a co-living space and maybe just a room rental comparison. No, co-living space are mainly for people to come to a space itself to share the common shared housing, right? So where they actually take over the room rental, but they want to enjoy common space like kitchens, the common bathroom, and the dining areas. But on top of that, unlike traditional room renters, co-living space actually provide a lot of services. For example, like weekly cleanings, they are being managed by the customer care teams, they are being taken care of by the handyman teams. So there's a lot of services that's being added on. It's unlike just traditional room rental, there's a lot of services that's added on.
So for example, I am a tenant in a condo, I'm renting it by myself, I have to pay up front for my power deposit for registration and all these things like internet, cleaning and stuff like that I have to pay on my own. I wouldn't have to do in a co-living arrangement.
Correct. It's pretty hassle-free process where they just push in their luggage and they can actually stay there a minimum stay of 3 months.
So like a service apartment.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that.
Yes.
Sort of. Yeah, with just different people, you know, renting the same space. Cool. Okay. So tell us about the tech company and expat dimension here. Are you seeing a growing trend for co-living spaces?
I'll say that there are two major points that make co-living a preferred accommodation. Right? Mm-hmm. First of all, for most of the employees that are traveling to Singapore, right, those tech companies' employees that are traveling to Singapore, they always want to travel light and they want to keep things simple, right?
Mm.
Therefore, in the co-living space, it creates this hassle-free process, right? The tenant can just push in things, move in immediately, and eventually the cleanings, the utility broadbands are all covered, right? But most of them, they feel that it's easier when there are customer care which act like concierge services for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them, when they arrive in Singapore, right, they are not very well-versed on what is the most important apps they need to download.
Right.
Which place should they go to have their food? So, you know, in this kind of scenario, right, concierge and customer care services will help. It actually narrow the gaps of them coming to Singapore and get used to Singapore fast, right?
Mm.
So this is why eventually a lot of tech companies, employees are really coming and choose co-living as options.
But with additional services, does it come with a premium on the cost? How would, room to room, right? Apples to apples in a way, right?
Mm.
You know, is it a lot more expensive? And or, you know, give us a ballpark around how much more expensive it might be.
No problem. So, for example, right, let's say this applies to private residential place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not public
HDB.
Housing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So, being said that, like, normal room renters, right, as of now, the room renter can go to, like, 1,001 in a heartland area, right,
okay.
Just for the room itself.
Mm.
But in co-living space, the difference is about 1,002 to 1,003. It's
okay.
Around that range. So, it's just about $100 to $200 more.
And right. This means the person or renting a co-living space doesn't have to think about all these other things necessary.
All the administrative matters.
Yeah, where was co-living when I was new in Singapore? I've been renting on my own for the last 22 years.
Yeah.
So this would have been a life changer.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a trend that is perhaps designed for people who don't have plans to stay long in Singapore and they're just here, you know, to work on a particular contract without having to put in as much money for things, kitchen stuff even. And
you are right, to be frank. It's actually a solution provider for them. A lot of people are traveling, let's say, to Singapore. They sign on the terms maybe like 6 months to a 1 year contract. So they don't want to be bounded off by the heavy contracts that they have to be bounded for long term. Mm-hmm. They have to solve so many things, right? They just want to really just move in. So this kind of solutions provider like co-living operators, it does provide their solutions for them.
And it comes furnished and unfurnished, right? It depending,
yes.
Just like regular. Now, you mentioned just now the example you gave was for private residential properties. Is this sort of arrangement allowed for HDB flats?
Okay, I would say that not. HDB is just like a normal room renter, right? That is okay. But in terms of private space, we are able to do more extra services, right? Things like, you know, things like we can do, we provide facilities like swimming pool, barbecue pit, tennis court. These are things that house the tech employees really want, right? They want more than a lifestyle. They want a community arrangement where, you know, they can hang out with their tenant roommates and all the stuff. So it's slightly different in terms of the lifestyle enrichment.
We're speaking to Ernie Ong, co-founder of Bespoke Habitat, about co-living trend here in Singapore. Ernie, when a person is renting a place, the landlord will have to screen the potential tenant, right? And all the other subletters or whoever it is that they're kind of sharing with. Is there a screening procedure for most of these co-living spaces as well?
I would say in Bespoke Habitat, I think that will be a better answering for that. So for us, right, you know, for people who come in to stay with us, we do go through the screening process. You know, there's an app that actually we can scan in through their employment pass. There's a QR code. They can actually scan in all the details from the Ministry of Manpower. They will indicate there what is the durations that they can stay. So that is actually a screening process that we will store into our applications, right? And with the applications itself, owners are able to know, hey, who are the ones really staying the units. So it's easier for them. It's easier for them to just have a touch screen on there and see that, oh, these people are really being screened through. They are okay to stay in the space. So that's how it's being done.
Okay. So I would imagine a company like yours is quite an early entrant into this this aspect of the industry, right? So how is your company living up to the name Bespoke Habitat? We've heard some of the advantages, right? And maybe you can also tell us a bit of the challenges. But first, tell us, how are you living up to the name Bespoke Habitat?
First of all, we started in 2019, September, right? First of all, it's because we started this thing. I started this company with my wife, and both of us, during that time, we are still in the corporate world, to be frank, all right? We're still in the IT industry as a salesperson. But during that time, but we are a person that like property investing, to be frank, right?
Okay.
So we invest in property in Singapore, whether it's in commercial, industrial, and residential space. But you know, in residential piece, right, that was a thing that I saw an opportunity for that, to be frank, because I can't keep buying residential property because of ABSD, the additional buyer stamp duty from there. So we start to see that, hey, I can actually do a rent-to-rent model. I feel that, hey, I can speak to owners to get them to support me. I'll make sure that the property was well taken care of. And that was the time that I wanted to provide a better services for the future co-living tenants, right?
So I gather, like, from the name of your company, that you are tailoring your offerings, right? So how did you do that for your tenants, for your clients?
All right, we usually use by zonal places itself, you'll be able to target different group of tenants, right? So in terms of that, there is different requirements from there. So, for example, people who love to stay in towns, they do pay more premium stuff in terms of the renter itself. So what happened is some of them required more cleaning services from there. So we actually caters to that. So that's how we actually function as a business. But for people who find that, I just want to have a weekly basis cleaning, can I choose the options for you? Then we'll swing them to one part of the area.
Okay. Well, during the period you started the company, the time period alone was challenging enough. You said 2019, right? That's just the start of COVID, right?
Yeah.
That add on to the normal, you know, challenges
of being
a startup.
I think because of the uncertainty that mm-hmm. came with the COVID-19, mm-hmm. an arrangement like this would be preferable to many people who don't know how long they will be here. Well, I mean, for foreigners at least.
Yeah, there are always two sides to a coin, I suppose, the pros and cons, right? Because of the perhaps the slight lull, you would not have immediately, you know, the onslaught of a lot of demand. So you're able to slowly work your company up. Would that be correct?
Yes, correct. And in fact, to be frank, I mean, we started in 2019. That was the beginning of the COVID, right? To be frank, we grew much faster during this period of time instead. Because in 2019, we have our first unit in September. But as of now, we have about 130 units in Singapore.
Oh, well done.
So that is like one unit every week, to be frank, on the scaling part. Mm. So every week we're like taking over units to take care of it and we scale up. But that was also the opportunity that was given to us. During COVID, everybody started to work from home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody started to do Zoom meetings, conference meeting. And that was the things that changed. People will know that, hey, they need to find a place that allowed them to stay and they would like to have facility, for example. They want their life to be much better because they can't go out anymore, right?
Mm.
So from that kind of aspects, it actually give us a push in the business. Everybody start to change. And even now, working from home, it becomes a procedure, right, for most of the companies.
Mm, mm.
So that's give us the opportunity to grow, right, for the past 2 years.
Okay, Ernie, thank you very much for shedding some light on this co-living trend here in Singapore. Ernie Ong is a co-founder of Bespoke Habitat, joining us here on Powering Your Property.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.